Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Thank you for being here with us. Also, I want to thank those that are tuning in on iChurch live right now. We are going broadcasting, live streaming in English and Spanish. So we're thankful that you all are joining us this morning. Let's turn to the Gospel of John. The Hebrew name is Yohanan. Christians Community Center is a ministry founded in truth. People ask us, well, what are y'all? I mean, you know, what denomination are you? Hebrew Israelites? No, not that. We're non-denominational ministry. We believe in being baptized. We believe in Holy Spirit, being filled with Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That's what we believe. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit operating in the services, all those gifts. We believe in truth. We're not about religion. We're not about our own doctrine. Everything that we believe is straight from the word of Yahweh. I have this new thing. Well, it's an old thing, but I'm me expressing it is fairly new because people come with you with all kinds of spiritual junk. Things that don't mean anything, just things that they've made up. And this is my response. Do you have a scripture to back that up? If you know, you can say whatever you want to me, but it's about the word. It's not about what I think. Because if it was about what I think, or you think, there'd be some crazy thinking going on. But thank God it's not about what we think. It's about what the word of Yahweh says. So it's a word of truth. So it's a word of truth ministry. So why come y'all not use the name Jesus? Because the name Jesus didn't come to 1611. So I want to know, what were they calling him prior to that? 2,000 years ago, what was his name? So when I looked in the dictionary, now Apostle had already got that revelation years ago before when we was in Jesus, and we was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You couldn't tell us. We everything was Jesus. Anything happened, staunch, right? And then he got this revelation and studied. That's why the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto Yahweh, a workman that need not be ashamed. Get this, rightly dividing the word of truth. So when you rightly divide the word of truth, the opposite of that is wrongly dividing it, right? And so you got to study line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. So he loves when we study. So that is why we go to the Hebrew and we go to the Greek to find the actual meaning of the names and the terms that were used in the translation that King James decided that he was going to do in 1611. So I'm saying this to say, don't think we're crazy. We just love God, Yahweh, and we love truth. And he is truth. So if I love him, I have to love the truth, because the truth is him and he is the truth. So I can't say I love him, but I reject truth. That's an oxymoron. That you can't say that you love Yahweh, but you want to operate in your own truth. Because we have some of us have our own truths. But he wants us to operate in his truth. So when I get up here, I'm just a vessel. I'm just a representative of his gospel and of his truth. I haven't written my own book, and I've got my own book up here, and I'm saying, thus saith Tom Washington. Don't leave out of here saying, Pastor Tom said. When I give you my opinion, I will let you know I'm getting ready to give you my opinion. But if I don't say that, everything is straight from his word and the exegesis. Come on. What is the exegesis of the word? That means the breaking down word by word, interpreting it properly. And you think that he just called us to study? He said, you have to be what? All of you have been called to study, to be workmen that need not be ashamed. Tell your neighbor, you got to study and show yourself approved. And whatever I say here, you go look it up. And I got another term I use. Google it. Well, they're using that name Yeshua. That's all right. Google it. And when you Google it, you'll find out the same thing that I did. I looked up when Apostle, he had been saying, praying in the name of Jesus, because we were, how long? 40, 35 years. Jesus only ministry. Baptized in the name of Jesus. Laying on the hand in the name of Jesus. Healing. All these things in the name of Jesus. Because we put our faith, what? In the... But when he calls you to truth. See, some people say, pray for my walk with the Lord. Pray for my stronger walk in the Lord. How many people have said that? Well, you know, the people get up and testify. Well, you know, in the church, pray for my strength and pray for my walk with the Lord, that I go closer and closer, my closer walk with the Lord. Well, walking closer means that he's revealing stuff to you. And it's not outside of his word, but in his word, he's saying, look at this. And look over there. And look over here. And then things start becoming clear. And you start saying, hey, I never looked at that like that. So when he was in his study, he was always finding, in the Hebrew, he's looking and he's seeing the name, what? Yeshua. So he would say, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. He would put that right after. Yeshua meaning he will save, he will deliver. HaMashiach meaning the anointed one, the Mashiach. They use Christ. But the true Hebrew name is Mashiach. Because it means something. Why are you going into that? Because we're talking about the greater works. You're not going to be able to do the greater works. You might be doing some works. But you're not going to be able to do the greater works until you move into a greater understanding. And a greater knowledge. And greater revelation. Who wants more? I want more. I don't just want your regular churchianity. And your Christianese. I want to say stuff because I know it's true. Not just because grandmama said it, but I want to say it because the word said it and it's verifiable and I got scriptures for it and I got truth for it because I've studied to show myself approved, and the same study I've done, you got to do your study too. Because you have to live this life. You got to navigate this life. You got issues. You got problems. You got the enemy is trying to throw weapons at you. And you need to be able to know how to fight. Because Yahweh has given us his word to fight with. And the problem with some believers is that they don't even know how to use the power that has been given them. And what I'm trying to point out is that there's power and authority in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. You have to learn how to develop your faith in the true name. Some people say, it don't matter what you call him. I said, give me a scripture to back that up. Give me a scripture to back up the fact that it doesn't matter what you call him, because I got something for you. So go to Yohanan in the 14th chapter. Tell your neighbor, I really love truth. So, you know, when you leave here and you be like, okay, well, let me find out for myself. Find out. Tell your neighbor, Google it. And when the apostle brought that to us in 1999, he went to a trip to Israel. And basically it was confirmation, Yisrael. Basically it was confirmation. You already knew the name, but you know the tour guide was like, you Christians come here for this experience and you don't even know what his name is. Wow, that's deep. And he's living in the land where the Savior was born. He speaks the language that the Savior spoke. So you gotta give him some credit. So that was confirmation to you. It was like, listen, we need to start using this. When he came with that, I was like, oh, I've been Jesus all my life. When I was 5 years old, I was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When I had nightmares, I say, Jesus, and the monster would go away. So you telling me that that's not his name? Apostle said, yes, that's not his name. So I was a professional student. It took me 10 years to graduate from college. I was a professional. Some years, some people it took 4 and they was working. I was still going to school for 10 years and working. So I knew how to be a student. And I was a scientist. My degree is in biochemistry. So I had to study. You don't get a degree in biochemistry without studying. So I had to study to show myself approved for that. And all of this effort and everything that I put into being that, and I've been a believer longer than I was a scientist, but I didn't put the same study and emphasis into my life as a believer that I did into my life, because I'm thinking that's what counts. Oh, but I found out. He is what counts. Yahweh is what counts. So if you're gonna study anything, you need to study him. So with my, studying techniques, Holy Spirit said, listen, you fighting this. Because I was fighting it. I was like, I'm not gonna get, no. His name is Jesus. I needed to come to a revelation within myself. I couldn't just say it because somebody told me. I needed to connect with that with my relationship with him. So while I was seeking in that seeking state, he said, just go to the dictionary, man. Go to Merriam-Webster dictionary. Back then, we didn't have all of these gadgets. I was flipping pages in 1999 and 2000, So I went to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Guess what it said when I looked up Jesus? From the Hebrew, Yeshua. So I was like, listen, as a scientist, I'm like, okay, well, Merriam-Webster, they're not trying to be religious. They don't have an axe to grind. They just wrote the dictionary for truth. So that when you look something up, you will be able to get what? The truth. When I saw that, I was like, his name is Yeshua. I received it from him. From the dictionary. But I had a heart to want, if you are a true believer and you love him, you should have the heart to whatever it is he is trying to reveal to you to receive it. You cannot reject it because of your own religiosity. Well, I don't know, my grandmama just said this and grandpapa said that. Don't matter. They was Baptist. It's not about denomination. It's about truth. Because they will say stuff, I was born a Baptist, I live a Baptist, I'm a die a Baptist. But that has nothing to do with truth. So you must find these things out for yourself. And I'm appealing to you because if you want a greater relationship with the Savior, you say you love him, study.
Amen.
You want to be effective for him, study. Amen. You want to work for him and bring other souls to the kingdom, study. And he'll open, I'm telling you, if you just seek him, he will open up so many amazing things to you. And so when we're talking about the greater work, we read in John, Johannes 14, chapter 12, verse, and it simply says this. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So he's saying, I'm leaving. I need you to transact business in my name. And whatsoever ye shall ask what? These things are crucial to what? The name. You're going to be able to do some stuff. You're going to be able to do some works. But whatsoever ye shall ask to be done and operate in my name, that will I what? Do. Not for my own glorification, but that the Father will what? Be glorified. And the 14th verse simply says this. If you shall ask anything, I will do it. He didn't say, if you will ask anything, I will do it. He said, if you will ask anything, him. So there's a caveat. There's something there that has to be satisfied for the greater thing to be done. So when you look at this, you can't get in your own mind, well, it don't matter. Well, if it doesn't matter, why did he say it, if you ask anything in my name? If it didn't matter, he would say, if you ask anything, I will do it. No, he said, if you ask anything in my name, I will what? Do it. So understanding this, we went here and let's go to Mark, the 16th chapter, the 17th verse. Oh, I love the word. Because you seek the connection. When I was a kid, I used to love the coloring book, Connect the Dots. You would go one, two, three, and you would, once you connect the dots, you got a picture. The word is just like that. When you start reading scripture upon scripture, listen, don't bring me a scripture, one scripture, and say, see, there it go. They would say, there's a scripture. Yeshua wept. They say, Jesus wept. Yeshua wept. So therefore, that means if you don't cry, you're not saved. Okay, what? Where do you get that from? What kind of doctrine is that? Made up. He says line up on line, precept. What does that mean? It means that you can't just take one scripture. You must build a what? Case for everything that he's saying. So we just were in Johannes 14 chapter, right? So now we're here in Mark 16 chapter. And it says, and these signs. We're talking about the people that believe. There's going to be some evidence that they believe. There's going to be some things that are going to happen. So he says, and these signs shall accompany or follow them that believe. It's not going to be the true signs are not going to follow those unless they really what? Believe. And it says, the next part, in my name. Here we go again. So if it doesn't matter, why is it saying that these are things are contingent upon his name? So yeah, there might have been some things that you did using the old name, but because you were here, you were receiving the revelation that is not his name. Jesus is not his name anymore. That didn't come to 1611. Wouldn't you want to know? This was before 1611. Am I right or am I wrong? So if this was before 1611, the original writing of this, then we should understand what name could that have been that has this kind of authority and power. So he says, in my name, they're going to what? Cast out devils. They're going to speak with new tongues. These things are going to happen. So before we go further, go here. Keep your finger. I can't say that anymore if you lose the electronic device, huh? Well, if you're flipping pages, keep your finger at Mark 16. Go to Acts, the fourth chapter. I love Acts because Acts was the book written for that first church. When Yeshua ascended, he told them, I'm going. Hey, listen, you need to work in my name, but don't do anything until the Holy Ghost comes upon you. So the Acts is about this whole Holy Ghost experience where the church started. Yeshua ascended, the church started. And he said, don't do nothing because you're going to need the power that I'm going to endow you before you go out there and do anything. Amen. And when you get that power, then you can go out. So that is what Acts is about. So fourth chapter, it says neither, 12th verse, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name. Hold up. Why did he have to say there was no other name? Because he knew that there was going to be a time where there was going to be some a fogginess as to what the name was. Why was there going to be a fogginess as to what the name was? Because people were going to try to hide the name. They didn't want people to operate in the truth and the power of that. So if I'm reading in the scripture in his name, something's going to happen, and you're telling me it doesn't matter, well, guess what? Boom, Acts 4. So if somebody tries to say it doesn't matter, hey, do you have scripture to back that up? They'll say, well, it just don't matter. I say, then you say Acts 4, 12. And what is Acts 4, 12? Neither is there salvation. Any other name under heaven given among men whereby we what? It's not Tom or Apostle Washington putting the emphasis on that. You're not going to get to the greater works until you understand where the authority and the power lies. Because he said you were going to be able to do stuff, but you were going to do it what? In his name. And then we got this other scripture that says, neither is there salvation any other, for there is none other name. Under heaven. What's under heaven? This earth is under heaven. So if anybody tries to come with you with anything else, you got to tell them what? There's no other name. Okay? That's not enough for you. Go to Philippians. You know, I mean, that's not enough for you. We can stay here all day. Go eat some barbecue later. Denise, you open today? Philippians, the second chapter. Who gave him the name? If power and authority is given to him, it had to have come from somewhere. And if it doesn't matter, then why are they putting emphasis on it? Well, let's see. Philippians, second chapter, ninth verse, says what? Wherefore, Yahweh, and we use, it's God, his name is Yahweh, we found with the tetragrammaton, YHVH, in the Hebrew. So that's why we use that. Wherefore, Yahweh, God, also has what? So Yahweh has highly exalted his son, Yeshua HaMashiach. And in that process, he's given him what? A name. Which is what? Above every name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if he's told us that he's given him a name that is above every name, then it's going to be essential that you know exactly what that name is. Yeah. Because you're going to have to operate in it. He's saying, listen, I'm leaving, but I need you to operate in my name just like I was still here and doing the stuff that I was doing. You're going to do that. And not only are you going to do that, you're going to do more than that. You're going to do that to a greater degree. But you have to what? Be in my name. And you have to believe in that, right? So let's go to Mark 16. Actually, before we go there, let me show you a little something. Let's go to Acts 19. Just to, you know, throw something out there that I find interesting. Maybe you will too. Acts 19 chapter. And let's go to the 14th verse. Okay. And so they're out there working and using the name because Yeshua, they received Yeshua and Yeshua gave them authority to use their name. And so the disciples were going and they were operating and miracles were taking place. People were being saved. People were coming to the kingdom, right? And so you got some folks that wasn't approved. And you got some folks that hadn't received them, but they were operating in their own thought processes. So here we go, Acts 19, we're seeing this situation like that. And there was this dude who, he was possessed, demon possessed. And so there were these sons of Sceva who had not really received Yeshua, but they felt that they were going to try to operate in what they thought that they could do. But it was not authorized. See, you use the name of Yeshua like this. If you had a credit card that said, Yeshua HaMashiach, and he says, okay, I'm going to the Father, and I'm gonna sit on his right hand because I accomplished what I need to do, but you still need to do work. So here goes my card, and I need you, and here's a PIN number. And I'm giving you authorization and authority to use my card with my name on it. And everything that I would be benefiting from and doing and operating in, you'll be able to do that same thing because it has my name on it. Not your name, but he's saying it's my name. I'm giving you my card with my name on it. And you'll be able to operate just like you or me. Tell your neighbor, it's not about you. That's where we get it twisted. I'm so great and I'm so beautiful. I'm so, That's what Satan thought. And we know what happened to him. But it's not about us. It is about us operating in him. His name and his authority. So these dudes were going around trying to operate in their authority. So here go the sons of Sceva. And so they came upon this dude who was demon possessed. And so there were seven sons, one of Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of priests, which did also. You see that? 15th verse. And the evil spirit answered because they tried to say, you come out in the name of the one who what? Who Jaul preached. And so the demon said, well, Yeshua, I know. And the demon said, and Paul, Shaul, I know. But who are you? Because you're trying to cast me out, but you have no authority. And you're not you. You have not been authorized to use that name because you have not received them. Even the demons know. They're checking it out. They're like, okay, who are you? I know Yeshua. I know Paul. I know Ricky. I know Apostle Will T. Washington. But who are you? And why are you unauthorized trying to use this card. He tried to use the card and it was like, eh. Use it again, eh. You have not been, anybody ever been to the register? And you using the card and they say, excuse me, sir, it didn't go through. And people are behind you was like, well, I don't know what's wrong. I mean, it should have gone wrong. You know what's wrong. And you know why it didn't go through. You didn't have no. You don't have. Apostle said you ain't had nothing on deposit. Has it happened to you? Don't raise your hand, please. Spiritual things is just like this. You have to have received him and believe that he died, was buried, and rose again for you. Come on. And there, that you have a belief that his name is who he said his name is. The beauty about the name of Yeshua is that the name actually means he will save, he will deliver, he will rescue the people from their what? Sins. And is anybody here that he did that for? You know! So he said, who are you? And so what was the repercussions of what happened? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them dudes and overcame them and prevailed against them. So they fled out of that house naked and wounded. He ripped them dice to shreds. And guess what? If you're not operating in the power and the authority of the Savior, guess what? He's going to rip you to shreds too. But the beauty is, I'm with a room full of people. Come on. That he cannot prevail over. You all prevail over him by the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And your belief in that name. But you know what? But I was praying in Jesus' name and things were happening. Yeah, because you had faith in the name of Jesus. But then he revealed himself to you. Didn't you want a closer walk? I use this example. We have a couple, the Staffords, and her name is Corinne, but everybody was calling her Karen. And everybody's like, oh yeah, Karen. And you know, she answered to Karen because, you know, she knew that they were addressing her. But then one day her husband pulled me aside. He's like, you know what? I just want you to know, Pastor Tom, that her name is really not Karen. She answers to it, but her real name is Corinne. And so I said, why shouldn't she tell me? Well, you know, her family and her closest friend know that her name is Corinne. But that's how we know who really knows her. Because of what they call her. So if you call her Karen, it's like, well, they don't know yet. But then when you say Corinne, it's like, oh, they know. And it's a different relationship because it's like, you know me. When people call me Tommy, that was my origins. They know me. Everybody, when I was a kid, they would call me Tommy. So somebody say, Tommy! I'm gonna be like, oh, that's a way back name. So when I turn around, it's gonna be somebody that know me, right? Well, don't come up calling me Tommy now. I've moved beyond that, but my real name is Thomas. That's my legal name on my birth certificate. Now, you know, I tried to snazz it up by taking the AS off. My name is Tom. But my true name is what? Your name is Thomas too, right? Yeah. You like the AS. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of dudes named Thomas, but there's very few named Tom with an H. It's just a way of, you know, standing out. But if you really know me, you know my true name. And I know what kind of relationship you have with me based upon what you what? Call me. So yeah, we were using the name Jesus, but when he revealed himself in a more personal way, in a more truthful way to us, what are you going to say to the person that tells you? I could have went to Corinne and said, no, y'all I've been calling you Karen. I'm going to keep on calling you Karen. But you're doing that for your benefit. You're not doing that to reveal the truth. So you should want to know the truth. The word of Yahweh says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Make you free. See, people like to say, set me free. But no, make me. What's the difference between set me free and make me free? Let me tell you, there's a big difference. See, if I set you free and it has not been authorized, then you could come catch me again. But making me free, you have given me my papers of emancipation. And therefore, I am free. And anytime somebody try to catch up with me, I say, no, I have been made free, not set free. Anybody been made free? There is a difference. So one more thing I want to share for you, with you before I leave you. Let's go here. One of my scriptures that is dear to my heart. Let's go to Luke, the 10th chapter. So, Yeshua sent people out using his name with that authority, telling people about who he was and what he did and what he came for. He knows the power in his name. He knows the authority that is in his name. He knows what his name can do because he is the living word. He is the Lord, the Logos. He knows. Tell yourself, he knows the power in his name. That's why he's saying you can't do stuff in your name. You got to do stuff in my name. There's stuff that happens. There's victory in my name. Come on, there's power in my name. There's triumph in my name. So use that. And we got too many people out trying to make a name for themselves. Too many preachers out there trying to do their thing instead of doing what they've supposedly been called to do. And that is to bring the truth of the gospel. I just think it's important for me to make a name for myself. No, what about the kingdom? Somebody says, I want to have 50 churches. That's when I want to have 50 churches that I'm in charge of. Well, that's cool. But what about the souls? Seems to me that you say, hey, I want to reach 50,000 souls. Not that you want to have 50 churches that you're in charge of. Something that you're putting your name on it. Building yourself up. I don't care if I just have one church. And I don't even care if everybody don't stay. I just want the gospel to reach as many souls as it possibly can. It's all about the souls. People's lives being transformed and changed. So he sent them out using his name, telling people about him. And in the 17th verse, it says, he sent out 35 groups of two. Do the math. He sent them in twos out into the lands. 2 times 35 is 70. So the 70 came back. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, we've been out there, and what? Even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Come on. I mean, we went out there and we encountered devils, and guess what? The devils had to go. We were allowed to be victorious through. Now, we know what happened to the sons of Sceva. They weren't sent. But the 70 that he had authorized to go out, guess what? They had results. And they were excited. Aren't you excited when you use the name and you pray and what you pray for happens? That faith that you put in it, knowing that his word was going to accomplish what it sent out to do. A lot of times we get excited. I'm like, sometimes I got to catch myself. I was like, wow. You know, it's not surprised. I'm not surprised, but I'm just joyful and I'm just thankful that he's answering prayers, that he cares enough about us to just answer a prayer, something that we ask in his name. So now that he's revealed his name to you, you gotta start developing your faith in that, in the true name. And so these guys are excited. And so 18 verse says what? And Yeshua, that's the he, Yeshua, he said unto them, I mean, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. What was he saying? He was like, I was there when Lucifer was cast out. I mean, you trying to tell me something? You ain't telling me nothing new. I know that there's power in my name. I know that my name overcomes demons because I was there when the head demon, the one that started everything, when he was cast out. And guess what? I was there when he was cast out and I watched him fall. So I know that this ain't my first time in the rodeo. I've been around a long time. I'm the living word. I'm the logos. I am part of you, of Yahweh, and we are all moving in the same, in the Holy Spirit. We're all what? One. And I was there. I had a front row seat when Lucifer was talking about, hey, I will be like God. And Yahweh said, okay, oh, you gonna be like me? You gonna exalt yourself? And you want everybody gonna come worship you? Guess what? I'm gonna show you something. And he cast him out and the other third of the angels. What'd you say? In a flash. So you coming to me talking about, oh, Lord, wow, you should have seen what happened. He was like, I've seen it before. I've seen it. And he said, behold, I give unto you. So knowing this, since I was there from the very beginning, I saw Satan fall. So guess what? Yeah, it did work. So behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. And last week I clarified this. See, some people think that this scripture is calling you to play with snakes. Come on. You have some religions that they were actually taking up snakes. Yeah, look, it's not going to hurt me. Guess what? I Googled that, and there's a whole bunch of them that got bit and died. He ain't called you to play with snakes. This is why why did he say that? Because he sent 70 out, and they were going through all kinds of different terrains and stuff, high grasses and wilderness. There were no roads, there were no sidewalks. You couldn't travel. They didn't have no motorcycles and hoverboards. all the stuff that y'all using today. To take the gospel to people, they had to go through high grasses and over rivers and stuff. And in that area, it was proliferated with snakes and scorpions. And some people was like, well, no, we don't want to go there because there's a whole bunch of snakes and scorpions. And so he's saying, no, if you're doing my work, if you do encounter a snake or a scorpion, don't worry about it because I've given you power over that. If you're going out in my name, they can't hurt you. And if they do try to bite you, ain't nothing gonna happen to you because you're operating in my name. And I'm telling you, no weapon formed against you is gonna prosper. And today, there are obstacles. You say, well, I don't wanna go over there because there's a lot of gang members over there. I don't wanna go over there because there's a lot of thieves over there. Well, if Yahweh has called you to deliver that gospel, it don't matter if you have a crip on the left side and a blood on the right side. Yahweh's got you protected. Ain't nothing gonna happen to you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. You're delivering my word. You're delivering my gospel. You're operating in my name. You got my power. You got my authority. Ain't nothing gonna happen to you. He says, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Anybody got power and love and a sound mind today because of the power of Yeshua HaMashiach in your life? Hallelujah. Father Yahweh, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Thanking you for the word. Thanking you for your truth. And right now, Father, help us continue to minister to us the power that is in your name, the life that we can lead of victory and overcoming. Nothing that the enemy tries to throw at us, fear, depression, anxiety, stress, sickness, all of those things must bow to the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Because there's power in that name. And as long as we believe in you, trusting in you, receive you, whatever we ask in your name, you said you do it. So right now, Father Yahweh, continue to strengthen our resolve, strengthen our faith in your name, in your kingdom, in your power. We want to be used by you, and we know that the greater works come from operating in your power and authority. Not ours, but yours. So help us. We know we can do nothing without you. We give you the glory. Yeshua's mighty name, we pray. Amen. Please keep your head bowed. And I'm asking you to do that in obedience because I'm just going to ask a couple of questions. Maybe some people here, I cannot dismiss this gathering until I've at least given some an opportunity to respond to the question. So I ask you to bow your head, because if you are a believer, you are interceding for the souls. If you're not a believer, you're contemplating on the question I'm about to ask. If you've lived your life your way, and you're hearing the gospel that says there's an opportunity for you to live it a different way, live it in power and authority and transformation. Maybe you've gone through some things and you're saying, I don't want to go through that anymore. I know that he's calling me higher. If that's you, there's an opportunity today for you to step into that new life, step into that transformation. And it all starts with a question. If you want it. So I ask, if you want that today, you can make that known by just raising your hand and we'll pray for you. You say, you know what? I want that new life. I believe in that new life. And I want to step into it because I know he's ministering to me. I know he's calling me. I know he's speaking to me. And some things I don't understand, but I believe that I need that. If that's you, just raise your hand and we'll pray for you. Hey, glory. Maybe there's someone here that says, you know what? I have the relationship, but I've drifted away. I'm not as close as I used to be. And I know I've drifted away. And I know he's calling me back. The word of Yahweh says, no man come up to him except he draws him. And you know he's drawing you. And so you say, hey, listen, I want to rededicate myself. I want to be restored. That's you. He can do it today. You can acknowledge that by just raising your hand and say, I want that today. That's one. I want to be restored. Hallelujah. Everybody keep your hip up. The enemy tries to use people looking at you as a weapon. You don't want that. If you've raised your hand for any of those reasons, I'm asking you to overcome all that. Come down here where I am, and we're going to pray for what you just raised your hand for. Pray. Nobody's looking, the heads are bowed. But come receive what he wants to give you today. You know he wants to give it to you, and you want to receive it. And if that's you, come to where I am, and let's pray.